2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com.
You know, I've been saying this for a long time, and I will say it again. I said it earlier, and I'll say it exactly the way I said it before. Michelle and Barack Obama have an incredible amount of influence in the African-American community. That is a fact. Michelle and Barack Obama could do an incredible thing, could have done, I should say, an incredible thing. Now it's past tense, right? Could have done an incredible thing by having a press conference, doing a sit-down interview with Oprah or some other network in prime time. In prime time, and saying we were going to have the 60th birthday celebration at our $12 million Martha's Vineyard ranch with massive tents set up that were erected for the celebrities to show up, like Chrissy Teigen and John Legend and John Kerry and Stephen Colbert, Dwayne Wade. The list goes on and on of the people that were, you know, coming to this event. And he could have instead said, I've had them all sit here and talk about why it's so important to get vaccinated. And it would have had a huge impact. A huge impact on the African-American community, which we've seen the data on. There are a significant number in the African-American community that are not getting vaccinated. A significant amount. They could have done that. But instead, they did exactly what you do if you want to make sure people don't get vaccinated. Let me explain even more what I mean by that. They basically made it clear that there's two sets of rules. There's a set of rules for us minions of the world, and then there's a set of rules for them, right? They can do whatever the hell they want to do while they told you not to go bury grandmother, not to have a wedding. You look at these Hollywood celebrities, they did the complete opposite of what they demand all of us do, as they tell our kids to mask up, as they talk about lockdowns, as they have a New York City passport to even get into a city in the United States of America. It's easier, by the way, to break into America right now than it is to break in to New York City. We got restaurants in this country like McDonald's. You can't even go in there even if you're vaccinated without a mask. And these Hollywood celebrities that descended on Martha's Vineyard for Barack Obama's birthday bash could have done something amazing. They could have done a press conference and said, we've decided to cancel this event and instead have a PSA. And we're going to do everything that we can for you guys in a PSA. But instead, NBA champion Dwayne Wade and his celebrity actress wife, Gabrielle Union, Marvel movie star Don Cheadle, NBC's The Voice star John Legend, and his embattled wife, Chrissy Teigen, are among the Hollywood celebrities reported arrived at the 30-acre, $12 million oceanfront home in Martha's Vineyard of the former president for his birthday. Happy birthday to the coolest Barack Obama. I'm grateful to have been able to celebrate with you and your family safely, all caps, safely, is what one person tweeted out after attending the event. Now, the lavish celebrity-studded affair was reportedly scaled back, they said, from the original 400-plus guest list to and 200 serving staff amid rising cases of the Delta variant COVID-19. But multiple reports suggest socialites began arriving on the island on Saturday. Massive tents being set up for the event. There was a lot of big names there, right? The short list that we were told was Jay-Z, Beyonce, Tom Hanks, George Clooney, Bradley Cooper, Oprah Winfrey. It's a nice, pretty big, you know, chunk of people. Now, they could have done what I just said. They could have said, we're going to cancel to send a message that now's not the time to party. But this goes back to exactly what these leaders have been doing since day one, whether it's the D.C. mayor saying mask mandate and then going out to a wedding without a mask, whether it's Governor Newsom out there in California who said, shut down all the restaurants and we find him in a nice restaurant with no mask. The list goes on and on of the hypocrisy of the left. Remember Nancy Pelosi getting her hair done when she shut down and made it where people couldn't even survive or cut hair? But she went into a private salon and did whatever the hell she wanted to do. Remember that? Yeah. Don't forget all of that data. And then what happened? Barack Obama danced maskless with hundreds of guests, not social distancing. Footage was leaked out from the president's 60th birthday bash, and it showed exactly what you would expect at a birthday celebration. Last week, a spokesman for the former president said Obama decided to significantly, quote-unquote, scale back the event to include only family and close friends due to the new spread of the Delta variant. Video of the party, however, tells a very different story. While Americans are being told to keep their events small or just cancel them altogether, quote, wear a mask with two or more layers and stand at least 6 feet apart from each other. The former president was caught on video dancing maskless among hundreds of also maskless party guests. Erika Badu and H.E.R. turning up with Barack Obama at his 60th birthday bash was the video that went viral. The birthday bash quickly blew up on social media with the maskless Obama trending on Twitter. Obama and all of his elite friends think they are above us peasants. Rules for thee and not for me, one person said online. Follow the wonderful example of the Obamas. Live your life. Don't comply, another said, referring to them taking pictures. Maskless. Barack and Michelle Obama from his 60th birthday party taking pictures. Yeah. Americans unable to see their dying relatives. Kids forced to unscientific masks. Unscientifically mask up at schools. Millions of jobs closed because of the mandates, all forced by our elites, the same elites partying maskless at Obama's rager. Share this far and wide, another one sent out a tweet. Another one said Obama just had tons of people at his party maskless, no vax mandate. They're laughing at you. That coming from a new investigative journalist report that said Obama's guests failed to mask up and there was no vaccine mandate to attend the party. You just had to have a test, we were told, quote unquote. Then you had Eric Holder there hanging out maskless. Another said, remember this, when your kindergartner has a mask on in school the entire year. Remember that time Obama partied maskless with Hollywood celebrities while your business was shut down? You weren't allowed to go in public without a ridiculous face diaper? And the government tried to force you to vax under the guise of an emergency? Yeah, I remember that. Pretty nice, isn't it? Beyonce, Jay-Z, Steven Spielberg, Tom Hanks, George Clooney, Bruce Springsteen were all among the A-listers on the guest list who reportedly showed up for Obama's so-called scaled-back birthday bash. Rapper Trap Beckham and manager TJ Chapman also shared pictures revealing the event's impressive food, high-end cocktails, swag offerings, and entertainment, and continued to post photos and videos throughout the evening as the party progressed. That according to the New York Post. Beckham and Chapman later had to delete all their social media posts due to having violated the lavish celebrity-filled event's ban on photography. I wonder why. Leaked footage also showed the event included performances by Alicia Keys and John Legend, who sang Happy Birthday to Obama. Beckham also reportedly performed a version of his hit Birthday B-I-T-C-H for Obama as well. Legend and his wife, disgraced former model Chrissy Teigen. Yeah, they also had some fun. I'll tell you about that in just a moment. More of the story is they can do whatever the hell they want to do, but no, you got to put your mask on.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including four AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and two USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, at all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, CHOQ.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer, subscriptions cancelable anytime. CHOQ.com, promo code Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
you guys, we didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the
thing.
That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my god,
you were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young kids and
so self-involved,
egomaniacs, yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them,
and then
you get into as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
If this was life or death, why didn't they lead by example? because that is what they've been selling us with. Ask yourself that question. This ruling class, and that's really what this is, they want you to live in fear as they operate by their own rules. Dance parties as you mask your toddlers. Private jets as you are demanded to drive a car that has a battery and get on with the Green New Deal. If you want to save lives and they truly believe that this is an issue of life or death, then why didn't they lead by example? You know, this DJ that posts these stealth pics of Obama's epic birthday party before being forced to delete them, that's the other part here. Isn't that amazing? Right? They get these out there, and all of a sudden they force them to take them down. This leaked video footage shows the event, including performances by Alicia Keys, John Legend. I thought we weren't allowed to sing. Remember that? Wasn't that one of the ruling elite's rules? You can't sing. You can't have birthday parties. You can't go to church. You can't have choir practice. You can't have Christmas performances. When did all that change for them, but not for us? These people who just went to this birthday party that apparently it's not life and death for them, but it is for everybody else. They're going to put a mask on your kid. And your kid's going to be masked in public schools. And more than likely, the teachers union will cancel and we will go back to virtual learning. And then we'll have to buy more laptops and more iPads to give to kids whose parents probably either they broke them or sold them on the black market. And you're going to pay for that. Now, I will say it again. I am vaccinated. And the reason why I got vaccinated is because my dad almost died of COVID. I have the same DNA and I have asthma. You combine those two together and it doesn't look good, which is exactly why I chose to get the vaccine. After talking to doctors, not doing research on the internet, want to make that clear. You know, there was something very blunt that was written that went viral. And I think it's also an important point to make. And it was kind of crude, but it was very blunt and honestly spot on. It says, please, somebody, and I don't know who this person is. But it got sent to me, and it was a valid point, I think, on this debate that we should be having, which should not be a political debate. It should be a medical debate. We should be having a conversation taking politics out of it, which is exactly why Michelle and Barack Obama, if they truly believe what they're selling, if the Democrats truly believe what they're selling, if the celebrities truly believe what they're selling, they should have canceled this birthday party and led by example. They should have used the 60th birthday party to save lives. And if you want people to get vaccinated, then you need to cancel these types of events because otherwise we don't believe you. And there is no trust. There's no trust with Fauci. There's no trust with the NIH. There's no trust with the CDC because they politicized everything. They're not giving us actual data. And then they chastise people that don't do what they tell you to do when they actually go out and do the exact opposite, which is have birthday parties, which is not wear masks, which is party all night long in a closed environment. Taking pictures, singing, doing everything they told us we can't do. But don't worry, they're going to put a mask on your kid in school this year, and you have no choice but to get vaccinated, or you'll probably lose your job. Back to this message someone sent me. It says, please stop saying you researched it, referring to talking about the vaccine. And this is a valid point. You didn't research anything, and it's highly probable that you don't even know how to do so. Did you compile a literature review and write abstracts on each article? Or better yet, did you collect a random sample of sources and perform independent probability statistics on the reported results? Question mark. Answer no. Did you at least take each article one by one and look into the source? That would be the author, publisher, and funder. Then critique the writing for illogical fallacies, cognitive distortions, and plain inaccuracies. Did you ask yourself why this source might publish these particular results? Question mark. Did you follow the trail of references and apply the same source of scrutiny to them? Question mark. No, question mark. Then you didn't blanking research anything. You read or watched a video, most likely with little or no objectivity. You came across something in your algorithm manipulated feed on social media, something that jived with your implicit bias and served your confirmation bias and subconsciously applied your emotional filters and called it proof. I don't know who wrote that, but my point is apply everything I just said to the Obamas. Apply everything I just said to the Bidens. Apply everything I just said to people that are refusing to look and have a conversation about the vaccine from a medical perspective. If you apply everything that was just said, that I just mentioned, if you applied all of that that I just mentioned to the Obama birthday party, the answer that we would all get back is very clear. The response we would all get back is very clear. This was a total and utter disaster. And everybody knows it. But they don't care. And the reason why they don't care is because they can do whatever the hell they want while they tell you what to do. And if you wanted to save lives, don't lecture me ever again, because the left, the Obamas, Hollywood elites, they could have maybe saved some lives. They could have canceled this party, and they could have applied the logic that they've used on all of us, and they could have said, we decided to cancel it because we wanted to take this moment and its 60th birthday to reach out to the minority community specifically and talk to you specifically about COVID-19 and the vaccine and why we believe you should get it. And if you did things like that, people might actually believe you. People might actually go get the vaccine that you're saying they must get. But you guys screwed it up again. And that's why Americans, and that's why this subject has become so polarizing. This subject has become so polarizing for this exact reason. Because people aren't even abiding by their demands. They're not even abiding by what they say you must do, or they'll get you fired from your job.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable. So you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, at all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, CHOQ.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer. Subscriptions cancelable anytime. CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already. We didn't either when we were watching this. That's the thing. That's
we didn't
the problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my god,
you were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young,
were kids, and so self-involved,
egomaniacs, and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them, and then you get into as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
They're not willing to make sacrifices, even though they demand that we make sacrifices. They are not making sacrifices in their own lives. They'll do whatever they want to do. Remember, these are the same people that flew private jets. They didn't fly commercial. They flew private. Okay, they flew private to Obama's party. They demand that you drive an electric car. They demand that you get rid of your big car. They demand that you live by a different set of rules. These are the same people that are multi-millionaires that demand that you're not paying your fair share and you need to pay your fair share. And they want to take away all of your money because they said no one really needs to be rich but us. They're the ones that demand that we make sacrifices while they get not only on their private jets, but they also skyrocket the cost of gasoline even into your vehicles because they want to force you into submission to be able to have to ride the bus or take public transportation or get on the subway or get on the train. They're the ones that tell you that you got to suck it up and shut down your business while they and their businesses flourish. Look at the bank accounts of the people at Obama's party. You think these people didn't make money off COVID-19? Come on. You think they didn't? You think they didn't jump into a bunch of these businesses where they knew they were going to make millions? They did. They're not hurting, but you are. But again, if this is about saving lives, then why didn't they try to save lives? If that's what this is about, saving lives, if this is life and death, then why didn't they send that message? I, from a PR standpoint, and I truly believe what I'm saying, Barack Obama probably could have had more influence over those in the Democratic Party and those in the minority community to get vaccinated than any other person during this entire time if he would have canceled his birthday party and on his 60th birthday said, I'm going to hold a press conference with some of my famous friends that were going to come to the party, but we believe it's more important to talk to you, America. They could have put it on Netflix. They could have live streamed it. They could have done the interview with ABC or NBC or CBS. They could have done it with anybody. It didn't matter who. They could have done it. They could have done this with anybody they wanted to. And it would have been incredible. It would have been amazing. They could have done this. They chose not to. Instead, they're going to dictate to you. They're going to take away your rights and they're going to stick a mask on your kindergartner. They're going to tell you that you're trying to kill everybody and that you're a selfish person if you don't do what they tell you to do. They're going to get to the point where you lose your job. Don't forget that. Because losing your job, my friends, is up next. Losing your job is, I'm telling you right now, that's what is next. You're going to lose your job if you don't do what they tell you to do. Even today on CNN, Dr. Fauci was talking about vaccines and the vaccine protests against the new Delta variant, saying, well, you know, there's people just protesting this, not looking at the science. Well, then, Fauci, go call Obama and say, guys, you're not leading by example here. This virus has changed. I'm quoting him. We went from a virus that was formidable but didn't transmit nearly as well as the virus we're dealing with today. The situation is understandably a bit complicated. Well, then why didn't you call the Obamas and say, please lead by example? Why didn't you call the Hollywood elite out for having this birthday party saying it's irresponsible? Because the same media that's been silent on everything that I just told you, and don't forget this, were the same media that were attacking Donald Trump and conservatives who had campaign rallies when we had the other virus that was not near as contagious. This one's more contagious. Hundreds of times, right? Based on what they say on TV, more contagious. I have no reason to doubt it. I'm just saying. You would think that the media would be scolding the former president of the United States of America, Barack Obama. But if you want to know why no one is taking this serious that doesn't want to take it serious. And my point is, if you think, if you're objective is to convince unvaccinated Americans to get vaccinated, then you better treat them with some respect, because they're just rolling their eyes at you right now. You better try to gain their trust, because you have no trust with them. I mean, I've had grand debates with family members that I believe should get vaccinated who are not. And these are the things that happen that give them real legs and stability to stand on. Well, look at what they're doing. Why should I trust them? Hard to argue that point. Right? I mean, really, very hard to argue that point. Barack Obama's having a party and all these other people. Why should I listen to what they're telling me to do? Why should I listen to Fauci when this guy never admits he got anything wrong? He's gotten tons of things wrong. He's politicizing things. Hard to argue that point. But I will say what I've said consistently now, and I'll say it, and I hope many of you listen to me. Please do not make a medical decision based on politics. Do not make a decision on this vaccine based on what Obama does. Screw him. Or what Pelosi says. Screw her. Or what Biden says. Screw him. Make a decision based on the medical decision, not on a political one. You know, I've had people criticize me because I got the vaccine. I've never said that anybody else should have to go get the vaccine because I got it. I do think we should make decisions, though, based on medicine, not based on politics. And these politicians should do everything they can to take politics out of this. I mean, if you want to get people, if this really is life and death, then Fauci should have resigned months ago. It's overwhelmingly clear that Dr. Fauci's not reaching anybody that is unvaccinated at this point. He is so polarizing. I would argue he's more polarizing than Donald Trump. And if he truly cares about America, and he truly cares about people living instead of dying, then he should realize that he is completely ineffective at connecting with Americans. But he's not going to give up this job, right? He's a narcissist. He absolutely loves. I mean, loves the fact that he's the center of the attention. The power, he couldn't walk away from this power. The TV interviews, he couldn't walk away from that. He can't walk away from any of that. He's power drunk. He's no different than, I would argue, Vladimir Putin. This guy is obsessed with power. But if he cared about people living and dying, and this truly is life or death, he would know that he needs to resign and should have resigned months ago. Because there's no one he's going to convince. Joe Biden, you know what he should be doing? He should be saying, I'm not going to be political on this. I'm going to bring together conservatives, and I'm going to bring together liberals who people agree, and they're going to have a conversation. They're going to have a debate. They're going to have bring together a conservative with a liberal and say, let's talk about this from a medical perspective, not a political perspective. And that is exactly what Obama could have done for his birthday. He could have saved lives using their logic. He could have saved lives. But instead, he was selfish. Hollywood was selfish. Democrats were selfish. And they said, screw it, we're going to have a party anyway. And all it did was reinforce people that don't want to get vaccinated. Well, look at those guys. I'm not doing what they're... I mean, screw them. Look at what they're doing. Screw them. Right? Screw them. Look at what they're doing. I don't have to do that crap. Screw them. They're not taking it seriously. Why am I? You want to know why some of you are fighting out so hard? Because they don't believe you guys. They don't believe that you're telling the truth. And until they make a change, until Fauci is gone, until they find a messenger that is non-political, there will be people that will dig in and they will not listen to anything you are saying. They won't listen to a word of what you are saying. They won't, because they don't trust you. And they see the hypocrisy of what you're doing right now. I hope every one of you will share this, our podcast, with your family and friends. You got this info out there. You can get it and share it with your friends. Subscribe to our podcast. It is free. I'll say it again. Our podcast is free. You can subscribe for free. Please share it with your family and friends. I'll see you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah. You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly. Uh-huh. Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.